Today, I want to talk about something many property agents, home sellers, and buyers are quietly feeling on the ground right now. The resale property market, both HDB and private condos, has slowed down significantly in recent months. Even though prices are still holding in many areas, transaction volume are becoming weaker. More listings are staying in the market for longer, and buyers are taking more time before committing. So, the million-dollar question is, what is happening to the resale property market? One major reason is global uncertainty. The ongoing war and geopolitical tension around the world are making more people nervous. Rising oil prices have led to inflation, higher transportation costs, and higher living expenses. When people feel uncertain about the economy, they naturally become more cautious about making large financial commitments like buying a property. The second reason is the uncertain job market. Today, many Singaporeans are worried about retrenchment, slower business condition, and even AI replacing certain job function. Well, in the past, people may feel comfortable stretching their finances to buy a bigger home. But today, many buyers are becoming more conservative. They want to preserve cash and avoid overcommitment themselves during uncertain times. The third reason is a strong attraction towards BTO flats and new launch projects. For HDB buyers, many are choosing to wait for BTO launches because of the subsidies and lower entry prices. With the government ramping up supply significantly, buyers now have more options. In addition, HDB built very beautiful BTO flats, as good as condominium in my opinion, or even better. The line between public and private housing has narrowed in recent years. For private property buyers, many are flocking towards new launch condo instead of resale units. Why leh? Well, because developers are offering newer facilities, modern layout, and buyers are psychologically attracted to brand new project and the potential upside they offer. In my heart, resale property doesn't have upside meh? You all never watched my past video ? This creates a vacuum in the resale market. Buyers who traditionally would enter the resale market are now diverted towards BTO flats and new launch instead. That's why the resale property market is so chewy today. So, if you're a home seller today, how should you position yourself? Firstly, pricing is extremely important. Today is no longer the market where you can simply keep asking for higher prices. Buyers today are very price sensitive and they compare many listings found online. The only listing that can move today are those that are selling at valuation or below valuation. Well, this is the hard truth. Unless yours is a very rare property that is hardly available in the market, then you can still position yourself to sell at a premium. Secondly, exposure matter. In a slower market, buyers naturally become more selective. Simple things like decluttering, proper staging and good lighting, and quality marketing video can make a huge difference. And also, engage an experienced and competent agent to market for you. At the end of the day, resale property can still move in today's market. But correct pricing, proper positioning, and realistic expectation are more important than ever before. Anyway, I realize that there are some very good deals in the resale market. It's not easy to find them, but they are definitely worth exploring. Just like this 4-bedroom apartment that was recently sold in Park Shore, the only freehold condo in Tanjong Rhu. The apartment was sold in a forced sale at $4 million. This was significantly lower than a similar unit that was sold for $4.84 million back in 2025. This represents a 21% discount. How to go wrong, my friend? At the same time, I can't stop wondering, resale market at current valuation is already so cheap. Some more, some still fetching record prices. Next time, when they hit the resale market, will they be fetching record losses too? Think about it if I talk sense here.